Star Trek, Captain's Chair Complete Guide, Base Game to Boldly Go, Second Contact, Solo and Strategy, Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Using Puzzlewix affiliate links is one way to support this guide at no extra cost to you. Start with the original Captain's Chair for Picard, Sisko, Burnham, Koloth, Sela and Shran, or choose the fully standalone to Boldly Go for its different six-leader roster. Second Contact is not standalone, it requires either box and adds three captains. The game is best for one or two players who enjoy substantial asymmetric card engines, not for a light party table. Captain's Chair is the rare licensed game confident enough to ask what command actually feels like. Limited actions, too many good cards, an opponent with a completely different machine, and a stardate that will not slow down because your engine has excellent intentions. This guide uses WizKids product pages, the published rulebook, dated Board Game Geek attention snapshots, and independent criticism. Puzzlewix has not physically tested this copy, so strategy is source-grounded analysis rather than a disguised play diary. Base game to Boldly Go or Second Contact. Start with the original Captain's Chair if Picard, Sisko, Burnham, Koloth, Sela, or Shran is the captain you want. Choose to Boldly Go instead when its six leaders are more appealing. It is fully standalone and can later combine with the original. Buy Second Contact only after you own either standalone box because it is a true expansion. This distinction solves the largest buying mistake. Two boxes are doors, one is another room. Second Contact cannot hold up the ceiling by itself. The repeated Board Game Geek hotness attention in September 2026 is a discovery signal, not sales evidence. The reason to cover the game is the new product relationship and the questions it creates. Dax says, two boxes can command the ship. The smaller one needs a captain already on the bridge. How a turn and round actually work. Captain's Chair is an asymmetric card engine, not a light character draft. On a turn, play a card for its effect or deploy it to use its blue power, then spend up to three action tokens. Cards, crew, locations, and ships build the command you can execute now and the scoring machine you hope will matter later. Neutral planets create shared pressure. A round ends with cleanup, refresh, the stardate advancing, and new cards entering the market. That structure makes timing visible. A brilliant engine that arrives one stardate too late is a museum exhibit. Teach the first round with open hands and no strategic commentary beyond the current card. The asymmetry becomes exciting after the common verbs feel ordinary. Dax says, three action tokens are permission, not a commandment. Spend for tempo, not because empty circles look tidy. Why the six captains feel genuinely different. The original box includes Picard, Sisko, Burnham, Koloth, Sela, and Shran. Their decks, ships, and scoring incentives bend the same shared grammar in different directions. That is the game's replay engine and its teaching hazard. For a first match, choose captains with a theme you understand and read both player aids before setup. Do not hide a captain's central scoring trick as if this were a bluffing game. Interesting asymmetry comes from planning around known differences, not from surprising a learner with an appendix. Independent reviewer Tony Mastringelli called it a chunky Star Trek-themed game with tons of replay value and rewarding gameplay. His praise comes with a useful warning: this is not light and the first teach has a curve. Dax says, asymmetry is a promise that both players solve different problems, not permission to hide the problem statement. Is Captain's Chair good solo? Yes, if you want to learn and optimize an asymmetric captain against an automated opponent. The box includes automated command cards and the market, planets and stardate still create pressure. Solo is also the cleanest laboratory for learning one captain without asking another person to wait through every card. It is less suitable when you want a narrative campaign or a conversational bot. The solo system gives a strategic opponent, not a television episode with dialogue choices. Run the first solo game as reconnaissance. Pause to read, photograph the final board, write down which reserve card arrived too late. The score matters less than locating the turn where the engine stopped converting effort into points. Dax says, solo is the simulator. Use it to crash cheaply, then bring the better captain to another person. The reserve deck is your real campaign arc. When your deck cycles, a reserve card joins it. After the reserve empties, powerful development cards become available. That creates a long arc inside one game. Early turns establish the engine, later cycles reward the captain who prepared to exploit stronger tools. Do not add every attractive market card. A larger deck delays the next cycle and the next reserve card. Buy or recruit when the card advances a scoring multiplier, repairs a missing symbol, or improves the next two turns. It is good is not enough, it must be good before the stardate moves past it. Hot take, deck building games often pretend more cards mean more progress. Captain's chair is happiest when you learn to say no with authority. Dax says, a card can be excellent and still be late. Stardates do not accept compliments as payment. How to score without trying to do everything? Research, influence, and military strength can become multipliers rather than simple tracks to maximize equally. Read your captain, identify two connected scoring channels, and use the third only when the board or opponent makes it efficient. Controlling neutral planets can unlock leverage and deny it to the opponent. Contest where the reward supports your engine. Fighting over every planet is a reliable way to become impressively busy and strategically homeless. At the start of each stardate, state one scoring objective and one tempo objective. At the end, ask whether the action tokens moved either. This tiny ritual catches the turns that feel active but score nothing. Dax says if every track is your priority, the priority has resigned. What second contact adds? Second contact adds three captains, including Carol Freeman and Christopher Pike, with 99 cards, 9 ship tokens, 6 automated command cards, and 3 crew boards. Its purpose is fresh asymmetry after a standalone box has taught the system. Buy it when you can name the captain or matchup you want next. Skip it when the original 6 are still mostly unexplored. More captains increase replay breadth, not rules fluency. Because it works with either standalone game, it is the family's bridge product. That flexibility is useful, but the dependency remains absolute. It is not a discounted base game. Dax says, an expansion is ready when you can explain what you have exhausted in the base game. Is it worth buying and what accessories help? Captain's Chair is worth buying for one or two players who want dense card engine decisions, strong asymmetry, and repeatable matchups. It is a poor fit for a group seeking a light trek gateway, broad player counts, or a story campaign. Start with the exact base game or to boldly go, then add a token tray if setup friction bothers you. Sleeve only after checking card dimensions and deciding whether shuffling frequency justifies the bulk. A full table mat improves card handling, a large carrying case helps only if the box leaves home. The premium move is not buying every accessory. It is making the command area readable enough that both players can see why they lost. Dax says, buy the command, not the shelf silhouette. The game earns its footprint when the same captains keep starting new arguments. Final verdict, buy Captain's Chair if one or two people want a demanding, repeatable Star Trek card engine with meaningful asymmetry. Choose one standalone box by captain roster. Add second contact after the original matchups have become familiar. Skip it for a light Trek introduction or a campaign narrative. This is command as optimization, not a guided tour of the bridge. Frequently asked questions. Is to boldly go an expansion? NumberWizKids describes it as a fully standalone game that can combine with Captain's Chair. Can I play Second Contact by itself? Number it requires the original Captain's Chair or to boldly go. How many players does Captain's Chair support? The publisher lists one or two players. Is Captain's Chair a light game? Number the shared turn verbs are teachable, but the asymmetric decks, market timing, and scoring engines create a substantial learning curve. How should a beginner improve? Learn one captain solo, track wasted action tokens and late reserve cards, then focus each game on two connected scoring lanes.